This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
So, okay, there's nothing wrong with a little satire as long as it's written well.
This is not.
He's far more annoying. I actually think they went out of their way to make sure this was written badly.
See yourself going through that initial terror and panic.
It's the place you visit in your dreams. That strange and wondrous land where nothing is as it seems.
It was real uncomfortable.
It often happens something like this.
Because we got chucked out of Farthing Wood, didn't we?
Everything was perfectly normal.
To say that he was surprised is putting it mildly.
The studies that I'm seeing right now from college campuses are that generally
large high-pressure tires can explode. Be careful around them.
More cynical researchers theorize that we are indeed being visited by
mushrooms.
What a shitload of shrimp.
You'll need 1 pound of mushrooms.
And the vagina.
That's all you need, my friend.
What kind of friend is that?
Johnny Mathis.
Today, Johnny's learned that a great many things go on
in a crate that he'd sent all the way from Texas.
Johnny's mother
has spent more than 30 years studying what appears to be
the dirtiest book of filth ever written by the hand of man.
It's an excellent book. I recommend that you not only read it, but pass it around
for a free copy.
All you have to do is write to us. Our address is on this package.
Deborah Lawson, care of Bizarre Swingers ad, box 1268A, Charleville, Arizona.
It's time for you to get into the time machine.
So that we can see
early dinosaur discoveries in North America.
I don't want any part of any of it.
I want to be a woman.
I want to become a scorpion.
I want sex.
Well, who rushed in with men and money to help?
Hi, this is David Steinberg.
Elmo shows baby David what to do.
So he comes in with the hat and the whip and everything, but look.
How commonly did a woman come into your office and have a sexually transmitted disease?
Little did he expect the surprise that awaited him downstairs.
He had an itching, burning sensation.
What you need is some
Pep Boys.
Stool softener.
Now with the threat of AIDS.
With all the vitamin-rich heart of the corn left in.
Relieves itching, irritation, and painful burning.
Even diarrhea.
Maybe you'd rather have pastrami.
I'd rather have Jesus than
you're going to learn to enjoy applying to yourself.
Whether it's your neck or under your arms.
In the pubic region and elsewhere on the body.
That's the position of the federal government. And I resigned in protest because I strongly disagree with that.
As a pioneer in this fascinating field of
mental illness.
It even gives your body extra hair.
Start now training your children to attack your family.
Here, father and son disagree.
I shall kill you and cut off your head.
Come on, Dad.
They begin at the top of your head.
I feel better. Thanks.
You'll feel better fast because
you're wearing panties.
Put on a hospital gown.
I will do just that.
Put on your most spectacular clothes and
gloves and masks and so on.
How do I look?
You look like hell, Kramer.
And they never explain why. You're just supposed to accept the fact that he looks like that. No questions asked.
We should each ask ourselves one of life's ultimate questions.
Say, what happened to your face?
Your face is on display from early morning until you turn the light out at night.
The razor floats down your face as if on air.
It'll burn your face right off.
It automatically disappears.
Give me a face, you fucking bungholes!
If you will be patient and honest with yourself with respect to your face shape, and the problems relating to it, then apply the simple, basic holiday magic rules as I explain them to you.
Just go out and find yourself a wild bee tree.
This is what I've always believed.
I believe we should attack the problem and not the symptom.
Using your handkerchief.
And the laxative you're using may no longer be best for you.
It'll ruin your liver and pickle your brain so you can't remember anything.
He couldn't remember the alphabet.
Remember, the air bubbles mean to fart.
Loves the bubbles.
And on top of that, he had trouble with his breathing.
I guess it always takes my breath away when I see you.
Look at that ass on that bitch.
You and Jennifer have a good time tonight.
Some do it at their work with fellow workers. Some do it at sports, on the athletic fields.
This is going to be a little bit harder than anything you've done before, but I think you're going to be able to do it.
Yeah. It's not as hard as it looks.
How you feeling?
I think I'll be able to.
No, he didn't swallow me and he didn't bite me.
I want to thrust with my hips.
The Reverend Timms took his finger out of his ass
and put it in your mouth,
blowing and banging things all at once.
Presently, Peter let go of the pocket handkerchief again.
Let go of the monkey.
Now let's go back into hypnosis for a few minutes and put some of these new ideas to work.
No thanks.
I trust that you've enjoyed this.
Oh, no, not really.
I think the problem with this material, as you can see, it's very fragmented. It really would be a long shot if we could survive.
To stop it instantly.
And keep them from coming back.